Secretary Clinton's challenge is to say to people, things are going well enough that you want some improvements. And Trump's challenge is to say to people, things are going badly enough that you need some changes. And those are really dramatically different messages. And I think that's why you're getting such a substantially different approach. I think part of it's a question of which one's reality, but part of it's a political strategy question of, you know, if things are really going okay, why would you replace the team that's doing pretty well? And if things are going terribly, why would you keep the team that's going pretty well, that's in charge? And so I think that's what you're seeing play out in the two parties.
Interestingly, thank you. And Joe, do you have any comments on kind of the tone that we can and should be expecting to hear?
Well, I think the speaker's absolutely right. The fundamental challenge both parties have is, you know, which facts to emphasize as they go into this. We all know that traditionally optimism wins elections, but so does change win elections. And that's the challenge for both of them is that how do they be both change in the case of Donald Trump, but still optimistic. For Hillary Clinton, it is obviously she's going to be optimistic. She's going to prevent a much sunnier side. But how does she become the candidate change? So if you think about it, they both have this fundamental challenge at the heart of it, which is that to be both optimistic, more conciliatory, to reach more to the middle, to talk about the future in more positive terms, is difficult if you also want to be the change candidate. If you want to be the change candidate, of course, you got to change from something.